Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, November 25th. Georgian Bluffs has a new CAO. A release from the township says it has appointed Cynthia Fletcher as Chief Administrative Officer. Fletcher brings over 22 years of public sector leadership experience with the Public School Board, City of Kitchener, and most recently as the Commissioner of Infrastructure and Planning Services with the City of Peterborough. The Sauble Beach Medical Center building has been sold. The town of South Bruce Peninsula says it has purchased it. The town says the Bannister family donated the property in 2007 for a medical clinic. It was recently listed on the open market, prompting the town to acquire the property in order to secure long-term medical services for the community. The town says it will work closely with Bruce County EMS with the intent to build an ambulance bay at the facility to further enhance public safety in the Sauble Beach area. The medical center building will be paid for through long-term debt financing and use revenues obtained from leaseholders to offset the financing costs. Provincial police say they've been hearing concerns from residents in Walkerton about speeding along the east and west hills in the town. South Bruce OPP say between October 20th and November 21st, police officers conducted patrols in the area. They say 13 drivers were charged with speeding, 17 were warned about speeding, 15 drivers were stopped and warned about other infractions, while 5 drivers were charged with other moving violations. The Grey Bruce Health Unit is looking for help in locating the owner of a dog involved in a biting incident at the Owen Sound Dog Park. The health unit says on November 23rd, around 5:30 in the evening, a white and tan terrier-like male dog with a silver spiked training collar bit a man. Health staff are looking for the owner to confirm the dog does not have rabies and the victim can avoid getting post-exposure rabies treatment. Anyone with information is asked to call the Grey Bruce Health Unit. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 64 points to 21,613. The Dow Jones is down 9 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.05 U.S. cents, up 11 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is 78.03, down 36 cents a barrel. In sports, 3 games in the NFL today as Americans celebrate Thanksgiving. The Chicago Bears beat the Detroit Lions 16-14 in a close afternoon game. 2 other games this evening, the Dallas Cowboys host the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Buffalo Bills visit the New Orleans Saints. In the NHL, all teams are off today for the American holiday. The Toronto Maple Leafs continue their California trip tomorrow in San Jose against the Sharks after beating the LA Kings 6-2 yesterday. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack hit the ice tonight on the road in Barrie to face the Colts. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, it's 90s Night in Meaford, and the Knights host the South Muskoka Shield. Proceeds from 90s Night go to support the Canadian Mental Health Association. Game time is 7:30 at the Meaford and St. Vincent Community Center. The NBA off today as well for U.S. Thanksgiving. The Toronto Raptors return to the court tomorrow against the Indiana Pacers. Last night, they rallied to down the Memphis Grizzlies. And in curling at the Tim Hortons Canadian Olympic Trials, Tracy Fleury remained undefeated while Team Gushue plays Team Horgan this afternoon. The top 3 teams at the end of round robin play Friday night will advance to the weekend playoffs. Any necessary tiebreakers and the semifinal will go on Saturday, while the finals are set for Sunday. The Beijing Olympics are scheduled to begin on February 4th. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.